Researchers in Santa Monica, California are collecting hyperlocal air quality data in Pittsburgh using at-home sensors. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis says they're hoping the data can be used to inform public policy.
Todd Richmond advises the project, which is run out of the RAND Corporation's private graduate school. He says it's like a neighborhood watch for air quality.
The future of policy and the future of environmental monitoring and decision making really needs to be a collaboration between government agencies, between the private sector, and then individuals and families and neighborhoods.
As a RAND researcher, Amy Curtwright says she's thought a lot about Pittsburgh's air quality. But now that she has two of the sensors in her Point Breeze home, she thinks about it differently, like whether she should let her kids play outside on a given day.
It wasn't really personal until I had an actual sensor back of my house and I could look it up and say, wow, the air quality is okay today. Wow, the air quality is not so great today. I can't turn away from that and say, oh, it's just somebody else's problem.
Data from RAND's 25 Pittsburgh sensors feed directly to a map hosted by the sensor company Purple Air. The map shows not only the RAND sensors, but also ones all over the world. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kathleen Davis. WESA receives funding from RAND.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Covestro LLC. More information is available at covestro.us.